She had to go public school with her girlfriend. She had five girlfriends. They were always together, but she was the only one that was going down St. Titus. Uh-huh. And most of the other parents would say, well, you go to St. Titus, you have to buy the tablets, you have to buy the pencils, you have to give so much, you know, for anything. Yeah. Public school, you didn't have to do nothing, you know, pay for nothing. Anyhow, when she was in the sixth grade, she kept on going. She wanted to quit there to go there. And I would always say no. Somehow she talked to her dad, and her dad says, well, as long as you be a good girl, you go ahead, you know, you could do. So the boys now, they never wanted to leave. Not my children. He was an altar boy. He was singing in the choir. That's the one now, the 51-year-old one. And he really liked it. There's not one word that he would say about Catholic being too strict, because before they let the door out, now you be good, you listen to sister or listen to the teacher. Now, I don't want to hear no remarks, because if you're doing what they tell you, you're not going to get punished. You know, I would always tell all three of them. So anyhow, he let her get out, my husband let her quit to go with her girlfriends. Then they graduated from that school, they went to high school. Same thing now. The boys, they graduated, went to high school. They never would play hooky. Never, not once. Here's my son, Gildo. He's called in the principal's office. Where's your sister again today? I don't know. My mother sent us all three out together, you know. And she wanted to quit school. And I said, you finish school. After you finish school, you want to go someplace, then you go. But till you finish high school, then you're going to be under daddy and mom. So she went with these bunch of girls, but then they were always like five together. They always did everything five together. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't do anything bad, but if they went riding around in a car or something, it was always Tina, that's my daughter, she'd be going with like a basketball player, and he had a car, but she wouldn't go herself. They're all five of them. They'd go riding around instead of going to school, you know, or going where they're supposed to go. And naturally, her father finds out because the policemen are his cousins. You know, the chief of police and the policemen are his cousins. And the friends, you know, they see something one daughter doing or one son doing something, they're going to tell him to their father first chance they get, maybe even make it bigger. So you can get away with that. But anyhow, somehow, but then she realized that I think after she had her children, because she let him go to St. Titus, the one that's in San Antonio now, her oldest son. She let him go down to St. Titus school and church and everything. The only thing, this last one here, Gary, he went here because the school was from here down to here, no bus or anything. Gary and her daughter, both. They're right across the road there. There's that big thing, big building there.
Yeah, I see
that. But that used to be a school. Now it's offices.
Oh, who uses it for offices?
They're offices now, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that time, both of her daughter and her son could walk. So no, you send them on a bus if you have to. But now we lived in Plant Levitt, and my kids had to walk all the way to the street to the top, and I don't know how many hundreds of steps to go down and go up. They went to St. Titus all the time. And I was glad that I sent them. And I was glad that I went to St. Joseph West Aliquippa, because, like I said, I respect my mother, my father, and like the commandments, you know, honor thy father and mother, and, you know, not to swear and stuff like that. It's still in me now that what I learned from when I was 6 years old, when I went to school down there, down St. Joseph. That's why I say, now I have a great-grandson in San Antonio. That's Tina's son's little boy. He was 3 years old. Now she makes me feel so good, because she's telling me she's going to send him to a Catholic school. They have the other school over there, not very far from him, but she said she's going to send him to that. And I says, Nancy, you don't know how happy you make me feel, because he's going to be a much better boy than the one that's going to the public school. I could just say it right now. although they are good when they're little. And then like my husband always says, you can bend a tree when it's big, you gotta bend it when it's little. And that's the same way with the kids. If you don't start when they're little, you ain't never gonna do it when they're 10, 11 years old. You gotta start from the time they start understanding. Same way answering back or swearing or, you know, doing things you're not supposed to do. You gotta correct them right away, then you don't have no trouble. Now, like I said, I had four of them. Well, the first one, he was 4 years old. He was an angel too, you might as well say. He never swore anything, because me and my husband never did. And as far as the kids, you know, ending one another or something like that, I didn't see that neither in my family. Where now, if they have three kids, they have three bedrooms. If they have three, all three have one thing. Our kids share their things. Unless some things like the boy would like a car or something, and the girl would like a baby doll. Well, that's different. She got a baby doll, they got a car. But the rest of the things, like the games or something like that, they shared with one another, and they had to learn how to take care of it, not to tear everything down. Like now, if you see how much waste paper they do now, oh, you could get rich on that paper if you saved it, because they don't care. It's little things like that that they have to look for when they're small. And now the nuns, they take patience in that, and they teach you. Because I know we were corrected in England school. We weren't allowed to just write anything down and hurry up, crumble the paper up, and throw it away. We had to watch. And you should, I think, if you could watch. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be doing your homework on there now. Instead of doing your homework, you're drawing a bird or something. Or you're supposed to be doing something from the blackboard. You're supposed to be doing that, and then next thing you know, you don't know what you're doing. You just crumble it up. That's wasting a sheet of paper. Now they don't do that. They throw away by whole tablets. No, I'm real glad that I went to Catholic school, and my sisters went there, and my brothers. My brothers, both of them. The oldest one, I can't remember what school he went to, the first brother. But the other, Stevie and Eddie, they went to St. Joseph too.
Mm-hmm. When you lived on Plan 11 and you belonged to St. Titus, who was the pastor?
First we had Green. Is there a priest Green?
Or Granny, maybe?
What?
Granny, maybe?
Yeah, that he buried here in our cemetery.
Oh.
And then Father Zahner used to be down St. Joseph, and he came here, and that's our favorite priest. He's buried here by our cemetery, too. So when we go visit the cemeteries, we always go over there where he's behind there. Mm-hmm. Well, he was a nice priest. Father Green, I think. He's buried up here, too. The rest of the priests that they go, they're buried in a priest's place. Well, we have a lot of Joyce, in fact, they trade them in now more than they do before. Before, they would stay for years. Mm-hmm. You just get to know the priest, and then another new one comes in. Now, we have a nice young one down here. See, I was away. I just came back. I was away for 8 months. I left in last January. I came back in August. But my grandson's wife, they took a test or something in her head, and she has a tumor in the back of her brain skull. And they thought they were going to have to operate. She was very, very sick. So they needed someone there to take care of that little two-year-old grandson. And my sister-in-law, she got out of hand. We had to put her in a nursery home that was staying here for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I knew she'd never come back, because you could see, you know, she's going downhill. But as long as I could do for her, I didn't mind, like, helping her and picking her up and everything like that. But when she wouldn't let me give her, that one day she went, she wouldn't let me give her insulin shot, and she refused her medication that whole day, for 2 days like that. So we took her to the hospital. From the hospital, we put her in a nursery home, and we didn't expect her to come out anymore. You could tell somehow, even if they're... So then when my grandson needed, my son, grandson needed someone over there, and I figured, well, I'm here by myself, and she's over there. I says, I'll go. So I went, and I stayed over there about 3 months. But they were giving her some kind of treatments and some kind of pills or whatever they were doing. Anyhow, she got better, like, not better, but the tumor is still there. But they decided, these five doctors, about 3 months, well, they're going to leave it alone. If it should start growing, then they'll go in and get it out. But right now, the way she's feeling with the medication, she's doing real good. Knock on wood. They're supposed to come for 3 weeks now for Christmas. And that little boy, he, well, my grandson, he's just hardly waiting for Christmas. You know, the street lights and everything, the Christmas lights. So they're supposed to come for 3 weeks. Well, my daughter works, her husband works, her son works. So they'll stay here to sleep, and when they come home from work, then they'll go there, and on their day off, they'll spend all day together, but just to come to sleep, because I have 3 bedrooms here. One the little boy can have, the other, that she was here once before for 2 weeks. But now, right now, my grandson's coming. He's doing good, too. He's in, he went to St. Titus. He, Air Force he is. But when you're in the service, you can go to school to be something, mm-hmm. you know? So he's a nuclear medicine. He scans the bodies if they want to find out what's wrong with it. You know what that is then?
I don't know very much.
Nuclear, what? But he wants to be a physician when he retires from the service. In the meantime, he's trying to get that. So if he gets his degree and he retires, he could be a physician in a hospital sometimes. You know, a hospital or